over here.
Mario!
Please be advised that a noticeable taste of blood is not part of any test protocol, but is an unintended side effect.
Pills here!
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum. And I'm all out of gum.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Power Up Podcast, and it's a little different this week. In studio is me, and on the phone is everybody else. What's up, guys? We're going to try and do this as smoothly as possible, but I know the cell phones over Skype don't sound that great. But everyone is snowed in. What's that, Leaper?
I said, you don't sound that great.
I sound fantastic because I'm in studio, which is my basement. Yeah, I didn't catch any of that.
Yeah, neither did I.
I say you gay.
But this might be a little bit abbreviated because I know it's a little difficult to hear everyone right now, but because of the snowfall, no one can really get anywhere.
But we're still doing it. We still can't keep us down.
Yeah.
Can't keep the Power Podcast down. And because landlines have died, there's no better phones I can call. So, that's about all I got.
The snow was just a ploy by the man to try to keep us down, but we said no to that.
Yeah, the snow will never keep us down. The man creating snow will never keep us down.
Hi, is this Matt? I'm reporting from outside of your house.
How's the snow out there, Stefan?
It's getting pretty deep out here, man. Real deep.
That's what she said.
Oh, indeed. She did.
So this isn't supposed to stop till Tuesday, is it?
What?
Yeah, well, that is snow isn't supposed to stop till Tuesday, isn't it?
I know, I'm hoping for a school or a snow day.
I know, same here. Know. All the other schools have closed, but our school has not yet. They probably will.
Cause we're a bunch of big
boys. Well, I mean for Tuesday.
For 2 days?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
It's supposed to be really cold and windy.
I was supposed to have my play done tomorrow for my theater class, and I worked like all night on it because I wasn't sure if school would be closed tomorrow, and so instead of having like 1 day to do it, I now technically have 2 weeks and 2 days, but I already finished it.
Nice.
I know. I wish I had more time. Or I wish I knew I would have had more time at the time I did it.
Well, look at the bus. You got it done out of the way, and I don't got to worry about it.
Yeah. I know. That still doesn't make me feel any better. I wish I could have procrastinated.
Makes me feel better.
All right. You guys ready for some gaming news?
Sure.
Yeah. Thank you.
I can say lay it on me, Raiden, because right now I'm playing Mortal Kombat.
All right. So let's go into some gaming news.
Time for the heart and soul of this podcast. Here is gaming news.
And boom goes the dynamite.
All right, gentlemen. We're going to start off with 10 classic FPS games that have been the pride and joy of PC gamers.
Okay.
Since you guys are all home, you might want to download some of these.
No can do.
All right, well, the first one's Wolfenstein 3D. You don't want to download that one?
No.
I played that game.
What about Doom and Doom 2?
Yeah, I might have actually played Wolfenstein. I can't remember a few of those tests.
I know I have, and it was fun. That was like one of the first like computer games I'd ever played, if not the first. Next up is Hexen 2. I don't know what to say about that, so I'm going to move on. Rise of Triad, System Shock 2. I know System Shock 2 is very popular. I've not played it.
Neither have I.
Quake. That is a good one.
Quake is closed.
Has a convention named after it. Be good.
QuakeCon?
Yeah.
Star Siege Tribes is the next one. I don't know much about that. Loading. Duke Nukem 3D. After that is Shadow Warrior. And finally, the jizz on command sound of all PC gamers, Half-Life.
Bye.
Yeah. What the hell
is The Sims first-person shooter? Command one.
Did you say The Sims first-person shooter?
Yeah, you.
Maybe one have a first-person shooter.
Hell yeah.
All right, guys. All right, I suggest since you guys are at home, you guys need to get on Facebook and get Cityville. Because it has overtaken Farmville.
Oh, fuck, I don't want to play any kind of Ville.
What about Gayville? I like that one.
What if there's a game called what if there's Mortal Kombatville? Would you play that?
Yeah,
I got a name. What there isn't now, is there?
Or Pokemonville? They need to make that.
They do need to make that.
I will actually say, tonight, of the like 30 minutes of me and Stefan did play, I did not make it. Didn't win a single match.
Speaking of Xbox Live, the other day, I tried to join you two, Leaper and Stefan, for like 3 hours, and I could not join a single party.
Oh, I know. I tried
that
too.
Because
I was trying to join you guys, and then I was fixing my connection, and I tried to join you again. I spent like 3 hours doing it.
Why the hell does it keep signing them on and off?
It's a Leaper. Yeah. I'm telling you, like every time I try to like join just a party with just Leaper, it won't let me.
I couldn't join either of them or them together. It was weird.
Oh, really?
Cox Internet.
You know what? I looked up on Xbox.com that Cox is not a sponsored internet provider for Xbox Live. Now, I don't know how much that means. I don't know how much that means, but I would have guessed it.
I'm guessing it's just they don't give a crap about Xbox Live, so their quality is up to Xbox Live standards.
Yeah, fuck Cox.
Oh, I know. I did it all night long.
Oh,
the company. Oh, my bad. Damn. Why you say that?
All right, guys. Next up, I've got the 5 most influential gaming systems.
Sega Genesis.
Well, first is Atari Pong. After that is the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Damn.
After that is the Sony PlayStation 2.
Fuck that.
After that is the Sega Dreamcast.
That's funny.
What the fuck? Wait, what?
Sega Dreamcast was the first system to have online gameplay.
That's very true.
This is true.
And after this is the Philips CDI.
You're joking me.
No, I'm not. It's a Philips CDI. First compact disc format console. Yeah.
Yeah.
See?
I don't know what to say right now.
You knew where I was going with that, Leaper. You knew.
I did.
All right, guys. Next thing I got, Gears of War Ultimate confirmed. Now, this is a Gears of War package for $30 to get new players into Gears of War.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool. Now, I believe it's just the original Gears of War plus expansions. I don't believe it's both Gears of War games. But if it is, that's pretty cool. And finally, for gaming news, there may be a PSP phone on the way.
Isn't the PSP, like, failed enough?
What'd you say about the PSP?
I believe it was called the N-Gage, and it sucked.
Yeah, the N-Gage did blow. I know someone who had an N-Gage, too. That's funny.
Wasn't it Nikolai?
Yeah. Yeah, he did have an N-Gage.
Nikolai doesn't know shit about, like in-game systems.
The first comment in this article was, this phone better not be like the N-Gage. The next comment, the leaked photos apparently are taken on top of Mickey Mouse bed sheets.
What the hell?
Okay.
That's funny. I didn't even notice those were Mickey Mouse bed sheets, but I know this is an audio medium, but if you go to g4tv.com where I look this up and look for the PlayStation phone, you'll see it, and it looks like a PSP phone. It looks like a PSP mixed with an iPhone.
Probably all it is. It's just the PSP with phone capabilities.
Probably. It's like a smartphone, except more N-Gage-y.
Yeah. Oh, God.
N-Gage-y.
All right, that's all I have for gaming news. Now, this will be fun. Are you guys ready for some trivia?
Did you?
Yeah,
trivia. Oh,
really?
Trivia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. At least it's not Console Wars. bitch.
Yeah, Console Wars would suck over this. Trivia is probably a little bit better. All right.
So we're just bad. Time came up.
All right, let's do some trivia.
Get ready to think hard, dude, because it's time for some video game trivia.
May the best man win. No, I want it.
All right, who should I start with? Who should I start with?
Can't look in the eye now, can you?
I guess if I were clockwise, I could start with Leaper. So, Leaper, I'm going to start with you. You ready, Leaper?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's do it.
Okay, I'm just making sure you're ready.
Yeah.
This is going to be a hard question now, all right? I want you to focus.
Focus.
Which of these video game characters is considered the fastest? Mario, Donkey Kong, Sonic, or Paperboy?
Oh my god.
Oh jeez. Gosh, I don't know. Can I phone a friend?
No, you're already on the phone.
You got two on the line.
I'm going to say Sonic.
You would be correct, sir.
You
get okay. Stefan. In the game Halo, what is the name of Master Chief's AI sidekick? Cortana, the Arbiter, 343 Guilty Spark, or Hal?
That would be Cortana. I thought we were going clockwise.
On mine, you are clockwise.
I thought we were going by original seating arrangement. So, yes, I'd be kidding.
Oh, no, I was just saying I was going clockwise from what I see on Skype.
Gotcha.
Tyler.
Yo.
What video game console has sold the most units ever? The Xbox 360, the Nintendo 64, the Wii, or the PlayStation 2?
PlayStation 2.
You are correct. Leaper, first, can you do me a favor and turn down whatever the hell you're playing?
Yeah, that's hilarious, Leaper.
And your question is, how many special infected are there in Left 4 Dead 2? 7, 10, 4, or 8?
Could you repeat the question, please?
How many special infected are there in Left 4 Dead 2? 7, 10, 4, or 8?
And your penis doesn't count.
What?
7.
You would be wrong. Stefan, goes to you.
8.
8 is correct.
God damn it.
This is so weird. We can't hear the ding or the
bang. I'm not playing the ding or the bang.
No, okay.
Just because you guys can't really hear anything right now.
Nope.
Which of these weapons, Stefan, do you never begin a campaign with in Left 4 Dead 2? The chrome shotgun, the silenced Uzi, the hunting rifle, or the combat rifle?
Hunting rifle.
That is not correct.
Damn it.
Tyler.
You said which ones can you not start out with?
Not.
Are you talking about like the beginning of the level?
Yes.
Okay. What were they again?
Chrome shotgun, silenced Uzi, hunting rifle, or combat rifle?
Combat rifle?
It is the combat rifle.
Yeah.
All right, Tyler. You're going to love this one. In the game... Oh. Almost got ahead of myself. Leaper's going to love that one. Tyler, how much additional health does an adrenaline shot give the player in Left 4 Dead 2? 50, 45, 10, or 25?
Ooh, what's the adrenaline shot?
Yes.
50?
That would be incorrect. Leaper. Goes
to you. What are my answers again?
50, 45, 10, and 25.
45.
That would be incorrect. Stefan.
Could you repeat the question?
How much additional health does an adrenaline shot give the player in Left 4 Dead 2? The answers being 50, 45, 10, and 25.
25. 25? 25.
That would be correct.
Yeah.
Oh, I went down the list.
All right, Leaper. In the game Minesweeper, what color is the number one? Red, blue, green, or yellow?
Blue.
That is correct. All right, Stefan. Which number in Minesweeper is colored black? 8, 9, 4, or 7?
What were the answers? You kind of cut out for a second.
8, 9, 4, or 7.
I'm going to go with 7.
7 is correct. All right, Tyler. How many squares are there on the smallest grid size in Minesweeper? 81, 10, 100, or 256?
100?
That would be incorrect.
God damn it. Stupid Minesweeper shit.
Leaper.
81, dog.
81 is correct.
I knew I should have said that. I was like, wake up feeling, but I didn't listen to myself.
All right, Leaper, back to you. How many opponents are there in Punch-Out? 14, 12, 11, or 13?
12.
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
Stefan.
I'm going to go with 11.
That is correct.
Fucker.
All right, Stefan, this comes back to you. Who loses every time when he gets knocked down once? Glass Joe, Great Tiger, Von Kaiser, or King Hippo?
Glass Joe.
That is incorrect. Tyler.
Oh, no.
What are my options again?
Glass Joe, Great Tiger, Von Kaiser, and King Hippo.
What was that last one he kind of cut out?
King Hippo.
King Hippo.
That is correct. Yes, people don't realize, but Glass Joe can get up when he gets knocked down. King Hippo, when you knock him down, he's too big. He can't get up. So after the first 11 questions, the standings are Leaper 3, Tyler 3, and Stefan 5.
Screw you, Stefan.
All right, Tyler. In which circuit in Punch-Out is the ring floor red? No circuit, major circuit, minor circuit?
You cut out, dude.
All right. In which circuit is the ring floor red? None, major, minor, or world circuit?
Major?
That is incorrect. Leaper.
None.
None is correct. All right, Leaper, back to you. Your rival in Pokemon Red and Blue always has how many flying types, no matter what? 1, 3, 2, or it changes depending on the starter.
It changes depending on the starter.
That is correct.
Fuckers!
All right, Leaper and Stefan are tied. All right, Stefan. What colors are the Pokemon Drowsy? Yellow and brown, red and white, gray and blue, gray and purple.
Yellow and brown.
Yellow and brown is correct.
You're fucking gay.
You got the easy one. Don't even give me that shit. You have nothing to complain about.
Actually, the first three I tried to lob all ones to you. Alright, Tyler. What color, or colors, is Ekans? Purple and yellow, gray and purple, silver and gray, or just purple?
Purple and yellow?
Purple and yellow is correct.
Thank God, because Leaper would have got that.
Alright. Leaper, what is the full name of the main character in Manhunt? Jake Earl Cash, James Cash, James Carl Cash, or James Earl Cash?
James Carl Cash.
That is incorrect, Stefan.
I'm going to go James Earl Cash, I guess.
That is correct. All right, Stefan. Which weapon is not in the first Manhunt game? The nail gun, the wooden spike, the screwdriver, or the chainsaw?
I'm going to go with the wooden spike.
That is incorrect.
Son of a bitch.
Tyler.
Could I get the answers again?
The nail gun, the wooden spike, the screwdriver, or a chainsaw?
Chainsaw?
That is incorrect. Leaper.
One more time.
Jesus Christ. Nail gun, wooden spike, screwdriver, or a chainsaw?
Pardon me, come again.
Nail gun.
That is incorrect. Guys, it was the screwdriver.
Oh my God.
Alright, Tyler. Which gang is not in the original Manhunt game? The Hoods, the Bloods, the War Dogs, or the Skins?
The Bloods?
The Bloods is correct.
Fuck you.
Uh-oh.
Alright. Current score is Leaper 5, Stefan 5, and... Oh, sorry. Leaper 5, Tyler 5, and Stefan 7.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, how are you two ahead of us?
Because you guys keep getting questions wrong.
Boy, that's just gay.
Alright, Leaper. How does Pigsy die in Manhunt? He gets his head blown off, he gets his head chopped off, he gets his arms cut off and falls down a stairwell, or he gets his limbs cut off and fed to a dog.
Gets his limbs cut off and fed to a dog.
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
Stefan?
Head cut off?
That is also incorrect. Tyler?
Legs cut off and falls down the stairs.
That is correct.
Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa.
He said legs cut off.
Didn't you say his arms?
His limbs cut
off.
Oh,
no.
Limbs cut off.
He chose an answer.
You were wrong, Tyler.
Our legs, our legs, limbs.
Yes.
Yes.
I thought you said arms.
I said limbs.
Yeah, I thought you said arms, too.
It was limbs cut off and falls down a stairwell, or limbs cut off and fed to a dog.
I think you said arms the first time, but whatever, you got it right.
I might have said arms, but it's written as limbs.
you would have said limbs the first time, I would have got it right.
Are you sure? All right, let's see. I started that one with Leaper, right?
Yeah.
All right, Stefan. How does the game Manhunt end? He gets killed, he kills himself, he goes to jail, or he kills Starkweather?
He kills himself.
That is incorrect. Tyler?
Kill Starkweather?
That is correct.
Damn it. I should have just went with the safe bet.
All right. Tyler and Stefan are tied, and this question goes to Tyler. Last question, too. How many super bars can you have in Marvel vs. Capcom 2? 10, 5, 4, or 3?
Oh, no, three.
That was not one of the, one of the answers. I'm sorry, you are incorrect. All right, Leaper.
Yeah, okay.
Fucking three.
It is not three.
What were the answers again?
10, 5, 4, and 3.
I think it was 4.
That is incorrect. The correct answer is 5. See, if Tyler would have guessed a real answer, that might have eliminated it for you. All right, so we're going to have to do a tiebreaker between Stefan and Tyler. All right, guys.
Either one of them get it, can I answer and win?
No, it's whoever's closest. All right, guys. Now, game rankings rates games 1 to 100%. What was the game ranking score of Spyro the Dragon?
Damn. Who goes first?
It's, you can go first, Stefan.
I'm going to go with 86%.
Well, I'm going to have to give it to you because that's it.
You
just
people cheated.
I swear to God, I did not. Yeah. I fucking Mortal Kombat, dude.
The game ranking score of Spyro the Dragon was 86%.
I will prove that Stefan was not on his computer.
I have PC as my witness.
Well, Tyler, I don't know if you can complain because the reason you were tied with Stefan anyway was shrouded in controversy.
Oh, I was just kidding. Calm down.
No, I'm perfectly calm.
No, sir, you need to calm down.
No, I'm calm.
Sir, don't raise your voice, sir.
I'm calm! Stefan, Tyler, god damn it! Oh my god, I wasn't calm.
Whoa.
See?
By god, you guys were right. Alright, guys, let's move on to our final segment, which is technology news.
Technology!
Listen up, techies. We're going to trick your setup. It's time for tech news.
Developers. Just because you're alone in the studio, Matt, we can still hear you.
I know. I'm actually naked right now, too.
Okay.
Ooh.
I'm actually having sex and playing Mortal Kombat as we speak.
No, I'm not.
All right, guys.
First in technology.
I'm actually having sex with the game disc and playing Mortal Kombat against Casey.
Are you? Okay. First up in technology. Phone chargers are going to be standardized by 2011, which is this year, the end of this year. Which means, you have one phone and you upgrade to a new phone and the chargers don't match. Well, most carriers now on will have the mini USB port as a standard charger.
Oh, nice.
Sweet.
And, of course, the one company that says they will not use the standardized charger, is Apple.
Well, fuck those guys.
Yeah. Excuse me.
All right. So does anyone know what a 1 terabyte hard drive, commonly sold for $60 today, would cost in the 1950s?
$1 million.
Much higher.
$3,500. I don't know.
Way higher.
$1 billion.
It would cost $1 trillion.
That's retarded.
That's retarded.
That's so retarded.
That's fucked up. A 4 gigabyte stick of RAM would cost $32 billion.
The guy that got that drive then spent $1 trillion on it. Feels retarded.
All right, guys. Next up is 5 New Year's tech resolutions to keep you breathing in 2011. Because, as we all know, people that fall behind never catch up. Anyway, number 5 is beef up your data security. So change your passwords away from password.
Yeah.
What, you mean the word password doesn't work as a password?
No, actually, it's a very bad password.
Oh, crap.
I actually changed it to password 2.
You changed it to password 2?
Password actually happens to be my credit card number.
I should really change that on my Facebook.
All right, well, everyone knows Leaper's Facebook password. Go.
But they don't know my email.
I bet I can find out your email in about 2 clicks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Let's find out.
Do it, then.
I'm working on it right now. All right. 2 clicks was wrong. But I bet you I can find your email. I'm not going to do it now, but my phone imported almost everyone's emails, so I was just going to look at my phone.
You make me sick. You're hacking our accounts right now.
All right, guys. Number 4. Learn to program C. Most of us won't ever need to use it, so I'm going to move on. 3. Build your own electronics. Because that's easy.
Let me get right on that.
Number 2. Get right on this one. Learn to speak Chinese.
Oh, I already got that down.
And number 1.
Well, we really should be taking over the world, I mean.
Go quantum. Learn quantum computing now. Go.
Done.
Go. All right, guys. What browser do you guys normally use for the internet?
Internet Explorer.
Okay, I got Internet Explorer out of that.
I think Leaper said Google Chrome.
Leaper uses Google Chrome. Tyler,
yeah.
Tyler, what do you use?
Internet Explorer.
Ah, well, we got 2 Chromes and 2 Explorers. Well, the number one browser, the number one used browser now in Europe is finally Firefox. This is the first time Firefox has overtaken Internet Explorer in any sort of market.
I like Firefox, but it leaves it at Metro, and it's not bad.
Yeah, it's a good browser. I like Chrome a little more, but it's definitely good. All right, guys. Last for technology news. 5 gadget trends to watch at the CES, which was this weekend. The Consumer Electronics Show. Number 1 is tablets. If you don't have a tablet, you're behind. Go get a tablet now.
No.
You can do that right after you learn Chinese. No, it's not the only tablet out there.
I'll build it.
Number 2 is smartphones. Number 3.
Building that too.
What's up?
So I'm building that one too.
Yeah. Oh, you're building a smartphone? Is that what you said?
Yeah, you know, you said build your own technology. So
building
I'm
a smartphone. with the Tyler 2's marketplace, and you can get a bunch of Tyler 2's oriented apps.
Gosh. Everything is doing
cage. You get a button that just says wait. Number 3 is 3D and internet connected TVs.
Yay.
Number 4 Maybe. Is connected appliances, as in a refrigerator that can tell you when you're out of milk.
Oh, thank God. I've been waiting so long for that. You have no idea.
And
you wonder how we've survived without that.
I know. I just looked in there and saw that we're out of milk, and then I didn't care because I don't like milk. And five, which apparently this is a new big thing, all right, guys? Number five is video gaming.
What's that?
What? Video games? What's that?
Yeah, it's some sort of weird, like, Kinect move stuff.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, me neither. But apparently,
I don't like it already.
Apparently, it's going to be kind of big.
Oh, I'll give you something that's kind of big.
I doubt that.
I know some other things that could be kind
of
big.
Well, I'm about to make a believer out of you.
All right, so that'll do it for technology news, and that will do it for the podcast. A little bit short. It's just over half an hour, but that's because everyone's on the phone. It's a little difficult.
You're difficult, and it'd be better than not having one at all.
Yeah, well, definitely. It's not as good as in studio where, you know, when I start to tire around the half-hour mark, I can look at your beautiful faces and keep going.
Yeah. That has an effect on people.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. All right, so for Leaper, Steph, and Tyler, this is Matt signing out.
Wow.